The U.S. Department of Transportation's FAA decided that 149 federal contract towers will close beginning April 7th as part of the agency's sequestration implementation plan. The number is 40 fewer than initially thought and does not include control towers that are federally staffed. On the FAA list released Friday, there are two towers targeted for closure in New York, and both are in Oneida County, at Ithaca-Tompkins Regional Airport and at Griffiths International Airport in Rome. Oneida County Executive Anthony Pacente says he is surprised that Griffiths especially made the list.
It's confusing, it's really unfortunate, and it just shows how disengaged and further dysfunctional the federal government has become.
He says the closures will affect area businesses that rely on having international flights for their customer bases.
It's a safety issue. It's a really an economic development issue. I mean, in turn, we've redeveloped and rebuilt, what was a former Air Force base into a business and technology park.
Last month, when news broke that the FAA was planning a closure list, Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney in the Hudson Valley made a case for leaving the tower at Dutchess County Airport staffed. Ron Hicks is the Deputy Commissioner for Strategic Planning and Economic Development for Dutchess County.
Well, at this point, we're not on the list, and we're pleased that the congressional delegation has expressed our concerns to the FAA, and the FAA has heard those. And I think that is why they came out with this first list and are managing it right now. But if the administration and Congress are unable to come to some form of an agreement, and there are further cuts, and on this or much other important programs and services, then we remain concerned.
Dutchess County Airport's tower is not on the closure list because the tower is federally staffed, and no federally staffed towers are on the list.
We're always uncertain as to what's going to happen next. But in this case, it's come out there. So there are businesses that know that there are towers that could be closed. The good news is we weren't on that list. So hopefully no one's got that on their radar, and we'll be able to proceed with attracting new investment.
Last month, Hicks expressed concern that closing the tower at Dutchess Airport would stymie new investment in the region and make it difficult to attract new business. In fact, Dutchess is courting a Fortune 100 business, and Hicks says discussions continue. He said closing the tower would have made it very difficult to retain the company's interest. Both he and Maloney said the airport is key in serving as an engine for economic growth. A federal official says the FAA will negotiate with the National Air Traffic Controllers Association regarding any service reductions at federally staffed towers, a process that could take up to 1 year. Meanwhile, other towers scheduled for closure on the federal contract tower list include those at Worcester Regional Airport in Massachusetts and in Connecticut at Danbury Municipal Airport and Hartford-Brainerd Airport. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.